on the ground. I'm not coming down.
I believe the most courageous thing we can do is to connect. That's badass because it takes vulnerability, courage, and face the intention to do it. And often as high achievers and career professionals, we're so busy serving and investing in everyone else that we don't take the time to have the meaningful connections that feed and serve us. The one thing that guides this show for me is for every listener to walk away from an episode feeling more inspired, empowered, and excited about writing their own story. This is Write Your Own Story. I'm your host, Rebecca Fleetwood Hessian.
I'm not coming down.
We were told that there were these rules and expectations that either society had for us or our parents had for us or our boss had for us or school. Somebody told us about us. And we did all those things. We got the grades, we got the certification, we got the degrees, we got the promotion. And then we said, well, what about us? And is this really my story? Or is this a story I wrote for everyone else? And I had that experience. And I had the chance through 2 months of pneumonia to sit and reflect on all of this success I had. And I looked at it and I thought, I'm not sure that's mine. It's great. It pays well. I'm doing good work. I'm not doing it wrong, but I'm not necessarily doing it from my heart and soul and my desires. And so Write Your Own Story is just that, that when your success comes from your gifts and talents and uniqueness and the things that matter most to you, it's different. It feels different. It is different. It's better. Badass. The definition of badass for me is to be intensely self-aware and not in a way that says I'm a bitch or I'm a bully, but in a way that says I've really done the work to know myself so well that I'm here. I'm vulnerable, but I'm also courageous and ready to serve you. I spent 3 years writing a book, and by God, I want everybody to know I wrote this book. So the book is called Write Your Own Story, 3 Keys to Rise and Thrive. And these 3 keys are story, money, and rhythm. So story depicts the human side of business and our desires in our lives. Money is just that. Money is a neutral and necessary commodity that I want to bring a richer, more intentional conversation to the topic. I think it's important that we all understand our personal money story as well as the money-making model of our businesses. And rhythm really just trashes the whole lie of life balance. Get that out of the way because that's not a thing, and allows us to live in the emotional ebb and flow of life and work, the ups and the downs, the gives and the takes. So rhythm is more natural. Rhythm is the way that our heart beats, that nature evolves. It's a more natural way to see our lives. I love to interview and have guests on the show, but I'll also have episodes that are me sharing experiences from the coaching from the week or things from the book. So it's really choose my own adventure kind of show. What I see so often is we're all searching for the answers out there. And the answers for writing your own story aren't out there. They're within you. We don't give ourselves the permission to change. We think there's this destination that we're supposed to get to, and that's success, and that's just bullshit. So I'm going to challenge you. I might even frustrate you a little, but all in the name of inspiring you to know you and to truly write your own story for your life and your business.
I never left it on the ground. I'm not coming down. I want to go higher than that.
I wrote the book, Write Your Own Story. Now it's time for the movement. Subscribe to the podcast and let's have a real conversation.